Hey, everybody, welcome to Physical Friday today. You know, I have come across a tool that I use in my travel that has always allowed me to get my workout in no matter where I am, and that is the deck of cards. Now, hold on. I know we've talked about the deck of cards a lot on this podcast, but I just want to do it a little bit different today because I want to give you some variations of the deck of cards workout that you can use. And also, no matter how many times we've talked about it, I continue to get questions about what is the deck of cards workout? How do you do it? What do I need to do? So let's just go over it one more time. And that is, in a standard deck of playing cards, you're going to have 52 cards. In those 52 cards, you're going to have four suits. You've got a black suit, which is spades and clubs. You have a red suit, which is hearts and diamonds. So four suits. And then there are some jokers in the deck of cards. And then there's some of the other cards that might be included in that, which would be the rules of poker or a blank card or something like that. I'll count all of those as jokers. So in each suit, the cards are numbered 2 through 10. And then you have jack, queen, king, and ace. So face cards equal 10 and aces equal 11 or 1. So you could scale it back to that. So what I will do is I will put an exercise to each of the suits. And so let's just say my favorite way is for the black cards, I will do burpees for spades. I'll do push-ups for clubs. I'll do sit-ups for hearts. And I will do squats for diamonds. So four different exercises. So if I turn over a 5 of diamonds, I'm going to do 5 squats. If I turn over a 10 of spades, I'm going to do 10 burpees. Face cards equal 10. So if I turn over a jack of spades, that's going to be 10 burpees. If I turn over an ace, that can either be 11 or 1. So if I have an 11 of diamonds, I'm going to do 11 squats. Or if I'm really having a hard time getting through this workout, I'll take it back to 1. Okay. Then you have the choice to use jokers or not. Sometimes if I'm in a hotel room, I will choose not to do the jokers, and I'll just do a straight through deck of cards with four different exercises just right there in the hotel room. That works great. But it also is really good to take it outside and to designate the jokers as to something that's around you. Maybe if there's something I can do pull-ups on, I'll do 10 pull-ups for each of the jokers, or maybe I'll run around the block for a jokers, or do couple hundred double unders for a joker. Whatever it is, I can use whatever's there. Maybe if it's a park bench, we do 15 step ups. Anything, whatever you want to do, whatever's around there, you can add variety by using the jokers. So let's go over a couple of my favorite variations. Now, I just went over my absolute number one favorite. It's my go to. And I just have memorized this. I could do it in my sleep. I can do it anywhere. I can do it in the hotel room, in the gym, in the parking lot, by the pool, on the beach, wherever. That is four different exercises. Burpees for spades, push-ups for clubs, sit-ups for hearts, and squats for diamonds. And then choose the joker to be whatever you want. That's my number one favorite deck of cards workout, and probably do that more often than anything else. It just kind of allows me to, it's going to take about 20 minutes to get through it. It allows me to be able to move on the road. I'll do it after a plane flight when I first get to the hotel, knock the rust off. I'll do it in the mornings before we go fishing. I'll do it in the mornings before an important meeting, whatever. It just allows me to know that I can do things, that I can get exercise on the road and be kind of at my best when I need to be. Another way that I like to do the deck of cards workout is what I refer to as the original deck of cards, because the first time I ever heard about the deck of cards, this is the way it was explained to me, and that was by Ross Enomite. And if you don't know Ross Enomite, you should check him out. He runs a site called rosstraining.com. He has really some phenomenal resources, and I really love Ross and all the messages that he sends out there. He's a great dude and a very, very good trainer. So check him out if you haven't. His original deck of cards was you do all the black cards are burpees, all the red cards are push-ups. Okay, so that's a tough one. That's a really tough one. And you can choose to throw in some jokers to that one if you want to. But one of the things that I like so much about that is if I'm looking for a tough workout, but I'm in a place where, I've stayed in some really crappy hotel rooms where it's really not safe to go running outside of that hotel room. I don't know the area, so pretty much going to stay right there. The hotel definitely doesn't have a gym. You're lucky if they... it's a crappy hotel room, right? We probably all stayed in some of those. You get there and you're kind of like, damn, wrong place. But I'm here. It's late. I got to get this done. So this is a good one that you can do right in your hotel room. If you're looking for a tough workout, you can do the original deck of cards. And it doesn't have to be burpees and push-ups. It can be any two exercises. You can put any two exercises, one for the black, one for the red. You're going to get a lot of reps. That's going to be a really good one. The burpees and push-ups, it just happens to be one that I really like because I can do that in any 6-foot space and I'm going to get a good workout. I mean, that's a lot of reps and that's a really good workout. Sometimes we'll use that at the gym and we will designate the jokers to be something like kettlebell swings or hang cleans or overhead press or pull-ups or 50 calories on the ski erg or 50 calories on the rower or 50 calories on the bike or run a mile, right? So you can see that you could take that workout that could be probably a 20 to 25 minute workout and you start adding in jokers and all of a sudden, you've now run 5 miles and done all of those other reps. So you can really ramp it up. Or if your fitness isn't quite there, you can cut the deck in half and you can do half the reps, or you can cut the reps on the cards in half. If you get a 10, do 5. If you get a face card, do 5. If you get an ace, do 1, like I said. Okay, so that's number 2 on the list. Number 3 on the list would be an all core movement. And I'll use this as a finisher for the workouts, and I'll also use it sometimes, in a hotel room or on the road when I just feel like maybe I've had a tough week. We've been lifting a lot of weights. I want to do something differently. Maybe on Sundays I do this a lot of times when I really should be resting, but I want to do some kind of training. You can train your core every day. So what I'll do is I'll pick 4 different exercises. Let's say sit-ups, flutter kicks, V-ups, and maybe Supermans where you're on your stomach and you're arching your back like this. And just go through the deck of cards like that. So you're burning through in different core movements. And of course there are limitless variations of core movements that you can do. And so I will, incorporate those. And if you want to make it really difficult, throw in rollouts and have an ab roller and do that for one of the exercises. And all of a sudden you'll realize, man, it's tough to make it through that deck of cards. There are some really challenging movements. You could do toes to bar. You could do knees to elbows. You could do lying hip swings. There's an infinite number of core exercises that you can do. The point is that you throw either 2 or 4 of them and into one of these workouts and you designate it as your core deck of cards. I love to do that one. That one is fantastic. Now, another one that I like to do is to do a deck of cards with some sort of a weighted movement. So this would be one that's in the gym or in the hotel room. So if you really are in the hotel gym, I should say. So a lot of times you get to a hotel gym and there's a rack of dumbbells. And if you haven't been lifting weights or you need to lift weights for, your program that week and you only have a 25 pound dumbbell, well, you can get a lot done with a 25 pound dumbbell. You could do single arm snatches for one exercise. You could do single arm swings for another exercise. You could do goblet squats or just kind of a holding a squat with a 25 pound, holding the dumbbell in front of you for a 25 pound dumbbell. And you could do maybe weighted lunges for another. So with a 25-pound dumbbell, you can get a lot of reps. So one of the exercises might be overhead presses with a light dumbbell. So you're getting 10 of those. When you turn over a 10 of spades, you then do 10 more. When you turn over a 10 of a jack of spades, you're getting 10 more. When you're doing a queen of spades, you can see how the reps will kind of add up. So the dumbbell can't be that heavy. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to make it through the deck of cards. So I'll often incorporate that when I'm extremely limited on the equipment that we have. Maybe you only have one kettlebell. Oftentimes I'll travel with just one kettlebell in my truck whenever I'm driving somewhere. So that's a great way to incorporate these things. And you can do it with either four or two exercises on any deck of cards. But man, the deck of cards has been just simply my number one go-to for road training. I love it. I don't have to think about it. The only thinking I'm having to do is how much room do I have and what exercises can I do here? So if that's push-ups and burpees, boom, done. All I got to do is turn over that deck of cards, or turn over one card at a time and do whatever it says. It's mindless and it is something that, you know, I don't have to schedule. I don't have to, you know, put too much time or effort into it. I know that I have this deck of cards in my bag and there is no excuse for me not getting a workout. It's worked for me, might work for you. If you've got some variations on the deck of cards that you think would be really cool, or you do think are really cool, send me your workouts that you're doing. podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. I'm always looking to spice it up a little bit and get some new variations into my deck of cards workout because I do it so frequently. I'm traveling a lot and it just seems like that's the go-to for me. Anyway, I hope you've gotten something out of this podcast, and if you have, send me an email, and good luck with your deck of cards. All right, put one in each bag. All right, see you next week. Bye.